There are two mitzvahs say that if you avoid doing them, you miss doing them, you can actually get a punishment of kares. In general, kares is saved for lavin, for lotases. But there are two mitzvahs say that if you do them, if you violate them, you don't do them, you get kares. One of them is not karban pasach. And the second one is bris milah. The Rambam writes, interestingly enough, this machlok is the Rambam and the Ravid, as to when you get kares for not doing bris milah. The Rambam believes that if a person dies without doing a bris milah, they get kares. After all, they lived a whole life, they didn't do the bris milah. They missed an opportunity, they get kares. According to the Ravid, the kares is not given at the end of their life, but rather every single day they're giving kares. Every single day you get kares, because every single day you are not in fulfillment of the mitzvah of bris. One may ask, what's behind this machlokes? First glance, the Rambam seems to make a lot of sense. At the end of the day, you never did the Maisa of Bris Milah, and we only know that for sure when you die. Because maybe tomorrow you'll do it, maybe 2 days from now you'll do it, maybe 3 days from now you'll do it. As long as you have the potential of doing it, you can still do Bris Milah. The Rambam seems to believe the mitzvah of Bris Milah is the Maisa. According to the Ravid, arguably, I think this is what the Primosh explains, that the mitzvah of Bris Milah is not doing the action of bris milah, it's living a life as a mahul. It's living a life as a person who has the status of bris. Interestingly, the Maharach or Zeruah has a raya to this far. The Maharach or Zeruah points out from the famous Gemara that when David HaMelech went to the mikvah, he no longer had any mitzvahs with him. He didn't have mezuzah in the mitzvah in the mikvah. He didn't have tzitzis on or tzfilin on. He had nothing. And he was very sad. And he only was cheered up when he looked at his bris and realized, oh, I have bris milah. So the Maharach or Zeruah says, there was no mo'el there with him. What mitzvah did he have? You see from here, says the Maharach or Zeruah, the mitzvah is to live every second as a person with a bris. Not the mitzvah the mitzvah is not to have a bris, the mitzvah is to live a life as a mo'el with a bris. Seems to be along the lines of the Ravid, but that's the machlokas, Rambam versus Ravid, regarding the mitzvah of bris milah.